Welcome to Simply Us, episode 35. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Rob.
And he's sick. We've been delaying this episode because of his sickness, but here we are, doing our best. So I'm going to probably do most of the talking today.
You will do most of the talking, not probably.
We're going to continue into our journey of our vacation. So last time, we were talking about how we just entered into Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We drove through for a few hours before we finally got to the Nashville sort of area, to a surrounding town. Rob is having a cough drop right now.
Yeah, so if you hear any weird clicking noises or if my voice, my voice sounds bad anyway because of what's going on in my chest.
Your voice is always wonderful to me.
But I have something in my mouth too, so if I'm talking any more not clear than I usually do, that's probably why.
The whole reason why we were going into Tennessee was because we were going to BlimeyCon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what that is, there is a YouTube channel called Blimey Cow that is mainly videos by homeschoolers about homeschoolers.
For homeschoolers. Now, yeah, they're for everybody. They don't make them for homeschoolers.
They're all adults now. But anyway, we support their channel. And they have every year a convention for the people that support them. So we decided, you know what? We're going to go this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was actually last year we started planning on trying to go to this. Because when we were on vacation in Virginia, it was the same weekend that they were doing this last year.
Right.
And we were talking about how, like, oh, we're already down here. Like, we're close. Like, it's a shame we can't get over there for that, too. But so while we were on vacation last year, we already started planning with the intention of going to BlimeyCon.
Right. So when we got into the area near where the convention would be, which is also not too far from where we stayed, we went to a Kroger, and I'd never been to a Kroger. It's It reminds me of a Stop and Shop. Actually, it's like set up the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran out of water in North Carolina, so we had to get some of that. When we got to our tiny house, we found out that the guy that we were renting for the weekend, this tiny house, he actually had a whole bunch of them in that little community.
Yeah. He has almost like little rentals. It's almost like those tiny house hotel kind of things.
Right.
I guess is what they're doing. Except it's on Airbnb.
Yeah. What was neat was ours was located all the way in the back. Mm-hmm. So it was a little far from the rest of them. Well, not far, but we were definitely off.
We were secluded.
Yeah.
Because we were even surrounded by trees in the way that the other ones weren't.
Right.
So it was neat.
Yeah, theirs were a little more out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got there, it looked exactly like the pictures, which was good. What was your expectation of being in a tiny house? Did you meet that expectation?
I don't know that I had any expectations other than just, we'll see what it's like to live in a tiny house. The only thing I hadn't expected, because I guess I didn't pay attention when you told me about the place, was that the bed we were staying in was, like, right in the living area. Like, right inside the door, like, right in what would be the quote-unquote living room. So, there wasn't any kind of, like, common area for us all to sit. It's like you walk in, there's our bed. And to the left, I mean, it's a tiny house, I know.
I expected that. I don't know. I just figured because of it looked small.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured it would be like that.
No, I knew that as a tiny house, it would be tiny and that quarters would be tight. But I just didn't really think about it when you showed me the pictures.
Okay.
I just kind of assumed that both beds were lofts as opposed to like having one bedroom being like on the floor in the middle of the living area.
Oh,
that's all.
See, I thought I explained or showed you well enough that it was that our bed would be on the lower level and that they had the loft.
You probably showed it to me and I just didn't understand it right. I didn't pay enough attention to the details. That's
it had been a few months since you saw it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got there, so I think my only issue with it was I was expecting a bigger fridge.
Mm.
And I couldn't fit my water bottle that I had just bought. The big jug. Mm-hmm. I couldn't fit any of my foods, all my frozen foods. I had to pretty much get rid of because it was just a fridge. So I think that really made me sad because I don't like to waste. other than that, it was pretty much exactly how I thought it would be. And I felt very like the Ingalls because they have the little loft bed for their girls. And this was smaller than, like, if you were to watch that show.
Hmm.
This was smaller, but it was definitely cozy. And they had air conditioning, so I was surprised. I actually wasn't expecting that. So it was nice and cool in there.
The only critique about the air conditioning was that it was like one of those little R2-D2 units where it was actually like in the tiny house, not like a window unit.
Oh, right.
So it took up like a little bit of floor space, which obviously in a tiny house is already kind of...
Limited,
yeah. So it would have been nice, like quote-unquote, I'm quoting, but you can't see it. It would have been nice if it was a window unit just because there would have been that extra, like, what, 1 square foot or 2 square feet? It's funny to think about, like, an extra square foot or 2 square feet being, like, a big deal, but in a tiny house, that is a big deal. So, not that it was in the way, but it just, you know.
Well, it had to be about 300 square feet only, not even.
Yeah, the whole thing, probably not even that.
It was definitely tiny.
Mm-hmm.
The boys, their reactions were different.
Mm-hmm.
So Micah, he loved it. He was thrilled with it. Had no problem with it.
Yep. Leda was like, nope, not big enough.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like how small this is. It's too small for me. And we were like, really? Because for us, it was like the perfect size. We had a kitchen area that was fine. There was a place to sleep. And that was enough for us.
Yeah.
There was a huge TV we didn't even touch.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things we talked about before. I mean, we talked about it in the last episode with the one in the cabin.
This was a huge TV in this tiny house.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was funny that the one wall was like the TV and kind of entertainment center area.
Yeah.
And I was like, it would have been better to me. And like, in my opinion, I would have preferred to have a big like picture window there instead.
Right. There definitely was not much window area. There were two windows that I remember.
There were only two or three windows. The one in the kitchen. Then I think there was one, like, to the right side of the door from the inside.
I thought there was one right over by the air conditioning area.
But there was the vent for the air conditioning unit was exhausting out that window.
Oh. And then there was the door had one.
Yeah. So the only light, the only natural light coming in was a window over the sink in the kitchen. And
the door.
The door. Because, like I said, the other one with the air conditioning piece, that one was pretty much blocked up. You couldn't see anything with it.
Right. And the bathroom was kind of spacious.
Mm-hmm.
And the only issue we had with that is, you know, we had a sliding door.
Mm-hmm.
So
a barn door.
A barn door, yes. And so we had the ladder that we had to keep moving out of the way.
Specifically because the ladder had to hook onto the actual rail that the barn bathroom door rolled on. So you couldn't open the bathroom door while the ladder was up.
Right.
So just one of those things that if I was designing it, I would have made the point to have a separate set of hooks or a separate rail for the ladder so that the bathroom door could open and close.
Right.
I mean, it was hard to get into or out of the bathroom with the ladder up anyway.
Yeah.
So I might have maybe made the access to the loft, like, to the side a little more or something, right. But...
We survived fine. But the bathroom was very cozy, too. It had one of those wash tub type of sinks,
mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen sink was the same.
Yeah, it was wider, though. It was like an oval shape one.
And the shower was a wash tub. How was that? You took a shower there. I did not.
I liked it. There wasn't very much water pressure, so it was a little bit weird, but... Because it was low water pressure and the shower head was almost directly above, it turned into one of those, like, rainstorm-style shower heads. So it was nice. I took, what, 2 showers in there?
I don't know.
While we were there, something like that. But it was just, and it was roomy enough for somebody to stand in there by themselves. We have a little one-person walk-in shower at our apartment where we live, so it wasn't really any different
right.
to do that there.
I'd say our bathroom's the same size as that bathroom was.
Probably. It's pretty close, that's for sure.
At nighttime, it was really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So they had all these lights. What are those called? Those type of lights?
Well, they had the little laser projector things.
Right.
It wasn't even string lights. But in the back by the deck, they had two of those little laser projectors like that people have been using to project things on the side of their house now for the last few years. They had one or two of them aimed up at the trees behind the house.
Yeah, it was cool.
So, like, the trees were all lit up with all these dots. And it wasn't moving. It was just lit up with dots. So it looked at first like they had a whole bunch of green LED string lights wrapped around like all the trees in the back, but it was just the laser thing projecting onto them. But it was really cool looking when we came by at night because we're like, whoa, what in the world is that?
Yeah.
And it was like really lit up and it was really bright just from that. Like we could have easily hung out back there and had enough light to like get by.
Here's the funny thing. In North Carolina, it was really chilly for us.
Mm-hmm.
We were wearing sweatshirts. It was rainy the whole time. We get into Tennessee and it's hot. Really hot.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole situation, which was frustrating, was that in North Carolina, it was raining the whole time and we were outside. Then when we get to Tennessee, we were inside almost the whole time.
Right.
And it was like 92 degrees and sunny.
Right. Well, so here's the thing. We couldn't be outside very often when we were at our tiny house because, you know, it's just really warm and we're sweating. And so we decided, let's go in by the air conditioning when we were inside, which really we were only there to sleep. And the problem also is that there is a walkway to the back, like a porch type of area or deck.
Yeah.
And there were spider webs everywhere in the walkway. So at night, we wanted to go back there, but there were spider webs. So the next day, I took a broom and I just went around and got rid of all the spider webs.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's even a big hammock that we didn't go on because we were worried about there being too many spider webs and stuff like that. Or even just spiders climbing all around it and biting up the boys and stuff.
Right. So that was a big downside. And I actually told the guy, like, I feel like you should have tried to clear that before we got there. But really, it was a very cute place to stay.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was different than the other. It definitely made me realize that if we did anything like in a tiny house, we would definitely have to wait till it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
It's a little tight if we had all four of us.
Or at least how that one was set up. It wouldn't work in this point of our lives because our boys are getting bigger in general and their headspace would not be that much. They shared a bed in the loft area and it was fine because they're still small enough, but yeah, definitely in just like 2 years, if we had a tiny house like that, we'd have to have a lot more headspace.
Even outside of just their headspace, just to be four people that are active, there's not enough room in that tiny house the way that it was. Like we said, our bed was right in the middle of like the living room area.
Yeah.
And so if we were to try to sit down and watch a movie together as a family, we'd all be sitting in our bed. Or even just the boys like playing video games. Like if they were to try to play video games on the TV or something like that, then where do we go? Like we'd either have to go outside or be, like, right next to them in the room while they're playing.
Well, I'd rather be outside anyway. But, like, on a rainy day
but
or rainy snowy
days
day.
Or, yeah, exactly. That would make that a little difficult.
I think we'd be able to make it work somehow, though. But, yeah, definitely a different setup would be needed.
Yeah, if we were to try to do that full time, it would need to be a little bit of a bigger tiny house. Or, as we've referred to them in the past, just a small house, not a tiny house.
Yeah. Well, we've come to that conclusion that as a family, we are a small house family.
Mm-hmm.
But in the future, we could see ourselves being in something much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So let's review our time at BlimeyCon real fast. So when we got to our tiny house, we pretty much left again.
Yeah, we got there, unloaded most of our stuff, and pretty much just hopped back in the car and went right to the theater where BlimeyCon was.
Yeah.
Because we had actually stopped at the theater on the way because we were early for check-in.
Right.
So
that's why we went to Kroger.
Yeah, so we went to the Kroger after we stopped at the theater. We got the water because we knew we needed that, and we were still a little early for check-in. So then by the time we got that, we went, checked in, literally brought our stuff in and turned right back around, not even 5-10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And when we got to the theater, we show up and check in and like get our little name tags, and almost right away we see at least one of the brothers who runs the channel BlimeyCon, Josh, and we see his wife. I think I remember hearing Josh say, "Oh, Victoria," like he recognized like you and like your name, even like he remembered your name.
Yeah.
So it was neat, and we went in, and he kind of came up and said hi, and we were just hi and whatever. And the boys were cool. They just, like, didn't... I don't think they really picked up on what was going on yet. But then, a minute or two later, another YouTuber who is also a Cowmunity member, that's what they call their fan base.
Cowmunity.
Cowmunity. Excuse me. Yes, that's right. But Blaine, he's another YouTuber that does daily vlogs and stuff. But he also does, like, Let's Plays of playing Pokemon Showdown online. And the boys have watched a few of those, and they really enjoy watching that just because it's fun to see it.
Yeah.
And Leto got so starstruck, like, to see, like, Blaine, that he just clammed up. He never clams up.
Yeah.
He totally clammed up, and he's, like, crying.
But as soon as he saw Jordan Taylor, it got worse.
Mm-hmm. Because he started to put together, like, well, I think he just started to realize, finally, like, whoa. Plus, Josh does more of the production stuff.
Right.
Jordan is usually the one that does.
They're both in the videos, but Jordan talks a lot more. Well, yeah, but Jordan's
the primary, like, character of most of the videos. So, to see, like, Blaine and Jordan, I think that's where, like, Leto finally, like, realized, like, wait a second, these people, like, we watch them on YouTube, they're, like, in his mind, they're famous.
Yeah, because he doesn't know anything else, really.
Yeah.
So, we felt bad for him, but he was cute, and, you know, we got him to talk to both of them, and they helped ease him. We told them, like, he's a little starstruck, and they're like, oh, you don't have to be that way, and just talking, because, you know, they're just normal people. So we tried to explain that to them. So for us, we've never been crazy about famous people as it is.
No.
We've always been very down to earth when we've met people, and usually we don't go to try to meet famous people anyway, but if we've run into people and there's been people with us that are into those people, we usually just hang out in the back and let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Because it just never mattered to us. But I feel like we've built some sort of a friendship, at least me and Kelly. I feel like I've bonded a little bit with her.
Well, explain who Kelly is, because we didn't say that yet.
Okay, so Kelly Taylor is in the YouTube videos as well. And she's married to Josh. And she had a blog for a while, for like a whole year. And so I used to communicate through that with her. And sometimes she would comment on my blog when I had it too. So I feel like over the past maybe 2 years, I've gotten to know her.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was nice to see her in person and talk to her a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, Josh and Kelly, they were pretty much the ones running the convention. So they were so busy that we tried to keep out of their way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really neat too, because there were even other people that you've spent time like chatting a little bit with through like the Facebook group. Like you said, there were a couple people that you've kind of met a little bit through there.
Yeah, a little.
The one girl, I can't think, was it Kelsey that we bought like the soap from? Or Christy?
Christy.
Yeah, see, that's how little time I've spent like
being
in
this
community, like, as far as being involved, but even so, that, and there were a couple of other people, too. Other people from the other, well, I should say, there was at least one other person that was there who was a YouTuber who was also friends with the Taylors, who we had actually seen one of his videos a long time ago, I think before we even found out about Blimey Cow.
Who?
The Chris kid. Who was, he was very, like, animated. He did, like, he was, like, a messianic.
No, we were watching Blimey Cow videos long before seeing his thing. And I've never actually gone out of my way to, I don't really know what he does.
It's been a long time since I watched any of his things.
Here's the thing is, Rob watches more YouTube videos than I do by far.
Mm-hmm.
I barely do. And when I do, I try to leave comments, and he doesn't. So there's the big difference. Like, sometimes he will, but most of the time I will say, okay, I've seen your thing, and I might respond as I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't tend to watch YouTube videos. But I had found out about Blimey Cow because we were youth leaders, and there were homeschooling kids that had posted stuff about it and said, like, oh, have you seen those? And I'm like, oh, no. And at the time, Micah was like a baby.
Yeah, he was little.
He had to be like a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's 9.
Yeah. I remember that there was one particular video that I saw by them, and I feel like I went a long period of time without seeing any others of their videos. because, like, I never bothered to go and find, even though I got a real kick out of the one video, I don't think I ever pursued finding out, like, who this guy was in this video. I don't think I ever tried to find out who made it.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't. But it was really funny. I remember a couple of people had, like, shared it and were making jokes about how,
which,
like,
one?
The worship song one.
The worship song one? We saw it before even that with the seven lies of about homeschoolers or something.
Oh, I don't. I thought that the...
That's when you got into it, when you saw that video in particular.
Maybe. Because I remember that... I don't remember if it was previous to that or about the same time that Dan, the one leader we had been working with, he mentioned how in the video it's funny because they're doing the whole progressing through the lyrics on the screen and that they accidentally go to the wrong slide so they have to find the right one. And how that's just such a typical thing that happens with, like, worship songs at a church.
That's true.
So it was just very funny, and we, you know, Dan and I had found that as a common ground that we could laugh about that because we both experienced it and stuff.
Right. So all the people that were there,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know the majority of them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I'm not on Facebook much, and when I am, it's usually for my organization, or it's to just check a couple of the messages from this group. So we got to meet a whole bunch of people, but I felt a little antisocial for the first time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just stay near you and the boys and just hang back. So we did that pretty much that night. Mm-hmm. We stayed in the background.
Yep. Well, I think the way the whole weekend had been going up until that point, you were being kind of secluded in with us anyway. You know, when we were walking around in North Carolina and stuff, we weren't trying to meet people.
True.
So, to all of a sudden go from where, like, 2 days of just us, just sticking in our little group, to all of a sudden being here with a whole bunch of people where the whole point was for us to mingle, it was too much of a, like, a jump.
That could be. I don't know, but usually that doesn't bother me at all. Hmm. But maybe I felt bad for you because there are times where I'll go out and I'll just talk to people and leave you alone. And then I feel like, oh, I should really be by him because he's my husband. So maybe I just felt like this time I'd do that.
Maybe.
But we played a couple games that night just to mm-hmm. have icebreaker games.
Yep.
And they were cute. They were mm-hmm. fun. There was one where we had to find a bunch of people, pictures on cards of characters from their channel. And so, because they dress up as characters throughout the show mm-hmm. and they've got little names for them. So we had to find
other people that had those cards to match up with to create teams.
Yeah. Which you didn't play.
Because
you were the only one that didn't play.
That's because I had run out to the bathroom
for
like the 5 seconds before they started the game. And when they announced the game and what to do, like right before he announced what was going to happen, I stepped out to go to the bathroom. I come back and all of a sudden all these people are like, literally, I came back and everyone was just running around in circles. I was like, what is going on in here? So I didn't have one of the cards because I didn't know what we were going to be doing.
Oh.
So I just kind of, like, stood there. I was like, oh, okay. And then Leto ultimately, like, misunderstood what to do.
Oh, I think he thought he had to collect the
cards.
Yeah,
he thought he had to collect them all. He didn't realize that he had to join
Pokemon.
A team with all the people. So he just went and, like, grabbed them all and, like, sat down. Like, look, I got all the cards. I'm like, I don't think that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
So Leto and I ended up sitting down at the table by ourselves. And he was kind of like, that's okay, I didn't really want to play along anyway or whatever. And I was like, okay. So we sat down, and then later on, like you said, they actually did like a trivia game where they were doing like a Blimey Cow trivia.
That was the following day. No, that night we played
that
a trivia.
Night.
You're right. I thought you were talking about something else. I'm sorry. Yes.
No, yeah. After,
you're right.
Because you guys did something as teams.
Yes.
But then there was a break, and then we did the trivia game.
Right.
And then we ended up joining one of the teams.
Right.
Even though we hadn't initially planned on it.
And that was fine. You knew an answer that no one else knew and in the group. And
mm-hmm.
We had a good time, even though we didn't win. It was still fun, and it was a way to get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much that night. And then the next morning, we decided, hey, we got to go to the Johnny Cash Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we went into downtown Nashville. And they have a little cafe there that we wanted to have breakfast at. So we went there, and it was interesting because we bought the tickets first, and then we sat down to get food, and this guy comes over. He's like, hey, you know, you can't bring the food into the museum. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know. We just decided to...
We're just going to sit down first and eat. I just thought that was interesting because I wouldn't think...
Maybe he just assumed that... maybe because we bought the tickets and then we went to order. Maybe we thought we could walk through. I don't know. Whatever. Or he just thought you were cute and wanted to say something to you.
No, I don't think so, honey. He saw that we had kids and everything. But anyway, we had food and fair trade coffee, mm-hmm. which... Tell us the names of their coffee that they make.
Yeah, they had two different... They had a light roast and a dark roast. The light roast, they called a brew named Sue. And they have the dark roast, which, of course, I chose because I like dark roast. It's Folsom Prison Brew.
Those are cute names.
So, yeah, I got a kick out
of
that.
Based off of, if you don't know Johnny Cash, those are...
A Boy Named Sue is the one song. And then Folsom Prison Blues.
Right. So then we went to the museum and we walked around a bit. It's not a big museum, but I feel like they had a pretty good amount of stuff mm-hmm. considering, because they had things from Johnny Cash's childhood there,
mm-hmm.
Letters and things from when he was dating his first wife,
mm-hmm.
and pictures and clothing and yep. instruments and different things.
Yeah. And yeah, it wasn't that big, but I think everything was laid out really nicely.
Yeah, it was.
As far as the way they did the museum. It was like curated really well with just the way it was all organized.
And I feel like it was meant to be more interactive than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they had where you could listen to a lot of his music in the first area, and then mm-hmm. and you could hear the different sound quality of how they were released.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys, they really were interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
They kept going to the headphones. There were little videos they could watch from the Johnny Cash show and all different things like that. Mm-hmm. And they kept wanting to, I want to listen to this and watch this. So we let them a bunch. And
mm-hmm.
they even had little movie sections, two movie sections. We watched one for the most part, which was talking about films that Johnny Cash was in, which weren't really good films.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And so they showed like a whole bunch of scenes from that he was in from that. And they had outfits that he and his wife had. And man, his shoes were... I felt like I was looking at the Munsters. You know, the shoes yeah. he wears in that show? And mm-hmm. they're like so big. That's Johnny
they
Cash.
Were big. They were like 13 wides or something.
Yeah, they were.
They were really big.
It was kind of crazy to see, like, how big they were. I was like, whoa, it's got monster feet. They had a lot of his gold, platinum records, all mm-hmm. that type of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of awards and things like that were on display and stuff
they
like that.
They had vinyl record covers, mm-hmm. so you could see what they all looked like.
Mm-hmm.
They had some of his advertisements. So it was good time. We spent a good hour...
Yeah, I think we're like an hour and a half, maybe even.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was cool.
Yeah, but in downtown Nashville, so here's the thing. I am definitely not made for the South.
Hmm.
And downtown Nashville kind of scared me a little bit.
Well, but let's say at least, though, that people told us after the fact.
After, yes. I was going to get to that eventually. Okay. So when we were downtown, it's funny because I felt like I was kind of in a ghost town. I know that sounds weird because it's still a busy city, but mm-hmm. the way the buildings looked and everything, and there were only a few skyscrapers in the background that I could see,
mm-hmm.
I just felt like I was in a ghost town that was just busy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, I get it. The one thing that was really interesting was walking up Broadway and how even at like 10 in the morning or whatever it was, 11 o'clock in the morning, there were already all of these bars that had live bands playing.
It was 9:30 that we got there.
But it was after the museum that we went walking up and down Broadway.
Oh, so it's like 10, actually.
I think it was later than that, but...
Okay.
So whatever time it was, though, the point is that, like, every other bar, there was a different band playing. So it was mm-hmm. really neat to walk up the street and hear all this different music.
Yeah. Well, it was mainly country music, which we're not into.
Mainly, but there were a couple places that had, like, rock bands yeah. playing.
But these bars were filled already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the morning.
Yep.
And then we saw in the very beginning of our time there, these... It's going to be hard to explain this with trying to describe without you seeing it right here. But mm-hmm. basically, think of a table with... In the very front of the table is like a sort of person sitting there like a tractor almost. Like, think of a tractor, but instead of the tractor, you've got a long table.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got sort of bar stools on each side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people sitting there, but they have bike pedals in front of them, even though they're not facing the direction that you're going to be going in. And so there are a whole bunch of these, and these people were like riding these bikes on their stools while eating food and drinking,
mm-hmm.
and going, woo, and cheering and stuff. And it was very, I've never seen that before. And we live right by New York City. We've been there. We've talked about it. And I was like, what is this thing?
Yep.
And it was a little crazy. And then we saw like a whole bunch of people on
Segways.
Yeah, we saw people, like a community of Segway riders.
It's probably like a city tour that they do where everybody has a Segway.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
And there were a lot of people there, but definitely not as busy as New York City, which made it easier to be there.
Yeah, there was a lot less car traffic in the area where we were than there is in any area I've been in New York City.
Yeah. And basically, the stores there, they had, like, a boot store.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a bar right next to that. And then you had, like, maybe a music store, then another bar. It's like every other store was a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a couple stores just so I could find postcards, because I send out postcards a lot. And then at one point, we saw this bus, but it's, like, an open bus.
It was a school bus that they, like, chop the roof off of.
But you know what it reminded me of? Like, when you see some of those old cartoons, or I don't know, like, it looked like a whole bunch, like, how you would travel animals around from place to place, and mm-hmm. they'd be just kind of, like, in there,
mm-hmm.
hanging out. So this was, instead of animals, it was filled with women, all, like, wearing Daisy Duke shorts, and the music playing from this bus was, every other word was the F word, and I was in shock because I've never heard something so openly displayed like that. And being down south, I thought it would be a little more friendly in that way and respectful of family, but I guess when we're by a bar, that wouldn't be. So that kind of shocked me that they were like displaying these women like they were cattle. Like,
well, because it was advertising a honky-tonk.
Yeah, they were. They were saying, come to our bar, but the music was like basically saying, do us, because it kept saying that over and over again.
That was what it was saying.
So I was like, what in the world is going on? And me being so against sex trafficking and stuff, right away I think like, oh my goodness, these poor girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've never seen something like that, so it kind of shocked me.
Yeah.
But then later on, when we were back at BlimeyCon, Sarah Taylor, who is Jordan Taylor's wife, we told her how like shocked, and she's like, oh well, that's downtown Nashville.
We don't go to Broadway.
Yeah, she's like, we don't go there. That's not, don't judge Nashville like that. So it did make sense, because when later on, right after this, we went further on in Nashville, which was probably like a 20 minute drive from where we were.
Yeah, it wasn't right there.
We went to the Opry Mall, which was the biggest mall I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
And in New Jersey, I thought our malls, for the most part, were large.
Well, it was like, it made me think of the Palisades Park Mall.
In New York, yeah.
But all on one story.
Right, right. That's true. That is true. Because that's a 3-story mall that we've been to.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was way more packed than that I've ever seen. So we were going to have our lunch meetup, basically, in their food court area of that mall. So as soon as we got in, we see Josh and Kelly holding hands, walking, like, in front of us. And we just leave them alone. But later it was kind of like, oh, why don't we go up to them? I was like, no, let's just watch them. It's sweet. And they were really cute to watch. And so we got to the food court. We ate some food. And then we walked a good couple miles across the parking lot into the Opry Hotel.
Yeah.
Which was like another mall.
Yeah, it was gigantic. That was insane. Yeah, this hotel was like a whole nother of that mall, but it was a hotel. And even inside the hotel, it had a whole bunch of stores and stuff like that and restaurants. There was even like a little like river with like a boat ride in it.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy.
It was like a Willy Wonka type of boat ride. Didn't it look like that? Reminded me so much of it.
Think of that.
So it also had a botanical garden type of area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was pretty insane how many things were in there. So we had a scavenger hunt game set up. We went into some groups and we were supposed to find certain things throughout that hotel. And we came in...
I don't know.
11th, we were 17th, 11th place or something. A lot of people were already done.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we headed back over to...
We had downtime before we had to head back to the theater for more of the BlimeyCon stuff. So we went back over the mall for a couple minutes just to walk around. And also our car was parked on the far side of the mall from where we were at this point.
Right. Altogether, we walked 10 miles because I had it all put in my phone while we were walking around. So 10 miles, the boys have never walked that much before.
Nope.
So that was definitely tiring. It was very hot out.
That's the other thing, though, too. In the hotel, it was all air-conditioned. Yeah. All the stuff, all the botanical garden, all of that was all air-conditioned. But I think the boys were distracted by the scavenger hunt, so they didn't realize just how far we had walked.
Right. But they were getting tired. Once we went into the mall, we were trying to find a place to eat because it was getting close to dinner time, and we didn't have time to really cook or anything. But we were getting a little hangry at that point.
We were.
And so then when we got to the theater, we were trying to figure out what to eat, and then we went for another walk over to this Mexican food place.
A mile away. Not even quite a mile
away.
It
was a mile. But I was so tired, and one of the boys was tired, so I said, all right, we're going to just walk back.
Yeah, I ordered, and then you guys started heading back over.
Because we were just so hungry and tired and just wanted to sit down and relax, because we'd been walking all day.
Yep.
Because it was a good 3 or 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we headed back, and then we ate our food, because you came shortly after. And then we were able to get to know people a little more. Mm-hmm. That's when I went off away from you.
Yeah, and you went and started to meet people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to meet as many people as I could, but I don't want to, you know, like, be like, hi, what's your name? Okay, and then go. Like, I actually wanted to have conversations with people, so that was what my goal was, is I had already started to get to know people through the other games we played, but now it was, let me try to find out these people that I've seen here that looked interesting, that maybe looked alone, too, that I could talk to. And that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a contest with videos that people had to submit that are part of the Cowmunity. And so we got to watch each video, and then we could vote our favorites based on different
categories. They had 48 hours to make a short film. So I think they ended up playing like 10.
Yeah, I don't remember.
10 or 12 of these short films that the members had made. And they were all really good. It was a lot of fun.
So it was fun to see the winners. And then there's another game that we played after that while having popcorn and cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
And that game was, what is that called?
Quiplash.
I had never heard of this game before. Explain the concept about that.
So the point was you're supposed to make up like a quippy response, like a little sarcastic or like a joke response to somebody else's statement. So for instance, Josh would read a statement and then 4 or 5 people had to write down a response. And then Josh would have to read the responses and the audience would like reply.
Well, they would in the laugh sense of
they
something.
Would laugh or clap, and basically whoever got the most claps and laughs, whatever, whoever got the loudest response, they were the winner for that round. So, for instance, one round was so Nintendo was making a sequel to Super Mario Maker. Like, what would be your name for the sequel? And so the people had to fill in what their name would be for the sequel game. And whoever won that, you know, whoever was the favorite for the audience, they would move on to the next round.
Do you remember the winner for that one?
I do not.
But what was great was Rob kept giving these amazing answers at our table. And so Jordan Taylor kept saying, Rob, you should go up there. And I was like, yeah, you really should, because you're so good at, like, these dad joke type of things.
Mm-hmm.
That you were making me laugh way more than some of the answers. But then Leto decides that he wants to go out. So he goes up and we're like, yeah, please don't.
And he's bad with jokes.
We were worried
that he was going to get like upset. Like,
and no one, I felt bad. No one laughed at his at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. But I'm glad he tried. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not his thing, he gave it a go. And that's what's important, is that he felt confident enough to try.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much the night.
Mm-hmm. We didn't really do anything else there after that. Otherwise, we were just hanging out for other points in between. And we were just, like, talking to people, meeting a couple people.
Yeah.
The one big thing, which we kind of skipped over, was on Friday night, you were trying to meet people, and you told the boys, look, there's a couple of younger guys over there. Go try to meet them. And they actually, like, went over and, like, started talking to this one other boy.
Yeah.
And, like, they, like, started, like, hanging out around each other.
Right.
So it was really cute to see that they, like, were already.
And then later on, another boy.
Yep.
So they made two friends that mm-hmm. were their age group. So that was really important, I think, for mm-hmm. them to make some connection as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like, oh, or just these kids that really like this channel and all these people are so much older. I think that's really good for them. But they even were playing games with older people than themselves, and you know, a lot of these people were homeschooled themselves or still are. So I think that that's cute for them to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a whole nother day planned out, but we were unable to go because mm-hmm. we had such a long drive home. And yeah. we decided even we were going to stop somewhere else to just sleep midway.
Well, we should also make the point that pretty much once we were done with Quiplash, we hung out for, like, maybe another hour after that.
Yeah.
And we pretty much went, like, right back to the cabin. And pretty much Saul just climbed into bed and passed out. Because it was late, and we had all done all that walking. And we had to get up early to do a whole bunch of driving.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm the only one that drove, but still.
Well, I offered.
Yeah, I know. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that. But we had to be back in the car for at least, like, 10, 12 hours the following day.
So when we woke up, that's when we packed all our stuff, but when we went outside, there was a little cat that mm-hmm. we made friends with that had hung out, and we pet it a bunch of times, and mm-hmm. it was very cute, friendly,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, that's pretty much we left by early morning, like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we were gone very early.
And real fast, we stopped at a Dunkin' Donuts, and it was funny because the guy that rang us up, he was like, come back again! To see me.
Yeah, he was very customer friendly. The way, like, I think somebody who deals with customers should be.
Yes.
But it was just cute because he was all like, oh, come see me again. And we're like, probably not going to happen, no offense. But we're like 15 hours away.
I think he could tell that we weren't from around there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they all have these tiny southern drawls. Some of them had really big southern accents. Some had very small ones.
Mm-hmm.
He had like an in-between.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was just, we had to quickly get something to eat. But
yeah, we had to get something because we knew we were going to be driving for a while, and you didn't cook at the tiny house before we left. So.
No, I didn't cook at all there.
Nope. Well, because we weren't hanging out there at all.
And I had to throw out some of the food, which I thankfully didn't have a lot with me, but I had to throw out some things because
you couldn't keep it cold.
Yeah, because my ice had melted. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I had these ice packs that I had no freezer, so that was really sad for me to do. But anyway, we cleaned up the place first. Mm-hmm. I always make sure it's tidy before we leave. But I feel like down south, they're definitely better with customer service. Because mm-hmm. up here, I've always been very, like, hi, how are you? Like, when I worked at any job, I was always very friendly. And people, I had returned customers all the time because of how friendly I was. And I had a reputation for being so nice that, you know, people would come because they're like, oh, I come here because you always know my order or whatever it is. And so I feel like being there, they know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
While up here, so many times I try to talk to workers and say like, hey, how are you today? Because they're just like, You have your card for coupons,
then
they ignore me, and they don't even say have a nice day or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to say, like, how are you doing today? They're like, oh, I'm all right. And he's like, oh, okay. And do a little small talk so that way they feel appreciated. So mm-hmm. usually when I go to stores, I know their names if yep. I go there often. But that's not common in New Jersey.
Nope, not at all.
But, so that's that's our trip for Tennessee.
Pretty much. We have one more leg of the trip, which we'll do in the next episode.
Yes. And then after that, we will record about another trip that we're about to take.
Yeah, that's right. We're going away this weekend. Well, I mean, we mentioned that a couple episodes ago, that we were going to have a few in a row that were going to be about vacations. So, yeah, we'll do this one. Next time we record will be about what we're doing this coming weekend. And then we'll get back to not vacation talk.
So if you have any questions for us about maybe minimalism, simple living, anything to do with marriage or parenting, whatever you want, something really crazy, random, this is the time to send them because then mm-hmm. we could start planning future episodes. We have a few planned, but this will help us better. So please go to simply-us.net.
And one thing to mention as a side note, which I thought was really cool, was that one of the people that we met at BlimeyCon, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle!
He sent a, well, I should say we met him at BlimeyCon, chatting with him over the, like, the 2 days, actually.
Yeah, we sat with him
kind of both nights. Whole... So it was cool. He was a really cool guy. It was really nice to meet him. So, but then last week, he sent to the podcast Twitter pictures that they had listened to our episode about dealing with, like, media consumption. And how we, like, for instance, pulled all the DVDs out of the cases and got, like, CD binders for them. And so we had a bunch of pictures about them doing that. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So it was nice to hear that you know, helped you guys. That
it inspired,
like, did something for you. Because, you know, we didn't, when we were talking, I think we maybe mentioned the podcast, but we didn't really make a big deal about, you know, minimalism or anything.
I don't remember mentioning our podcast to people. At
maybe not. It might have just been, you know, finding the connection through the way social media works.
Yeah.
Because I know he ended up following me on my Instagram before we even left BlimeyCon.
Yeah.
And then I think just all the pieces kind of came together and he found it or something. So it was cool, though. So, yay. I'm glad. Hi.
Also, if you want to watch a specific Blimey Cow video, I suggest I Am Sheltered because I make an appearance on it, and that was from, like, last month or something. So,
yeah. Yep. It was fun. So, again, simply-us.net. Listen, comment.
Send us real mail.
Yeah. We got the P.O. box now that you can send us stuff to.
Yep.
Because it's fun. Yep. It's more fun for you than it is for me, I think, but hey, that's cool anyway.
But you're a part of it, and... enjoy seeing some of the postcards or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, all right. Well, thank you very much for listening if you have, and we will talk to you soon.
Toodaloo.